Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. It is Thursday, June 14th, 2007, I do believe, folks. And I am coming to you live from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The date, June 14th, reminds me that 6 days from now, June 20th, will be the two-year anniversary of my mother's death at age 76. And, you know, my father has been dead since 1990. He died at age 70 in 1990. So both of my parents died at fairly young ages, I think. I mean, you know, actually, I don't know what is old anymore, because some of the brightest, smartest, fastest people I know are in their 80s. But to die at 70 or 77 is not long enough, I don't think, to live. But I guess it kind of irks me, because I look in the obituary page and find out that a parasite who postured as a human being for 98 years, Baron Guy de Rothschild, has finally been dispatched to hell. And, you know, it just kind of bothers me that this billionaire parasite, whose family, even according to the Washington Post, financed wars, quote-unquote, I mean, this billionaire parasite was allowed to live on this earth for 98 years. And my poor mother and father, they didn't quite get that kind of opportunity. But, you know, that's how it works, folks. So there is one thing we can say with certainty, that hell is a little more crowded, because Guy de Rothschild has gone down there to join Jerry Falwell and Meyer Lansky and Golda Meir, and the list goes on and on. Speaking of hell, if there is anybody in hell, too, I can also tell you that it would be Senator John McCain's father, Admiral McCain, and Admiral Isaac Kidd. You know, these were the guys who were involved in the cover-up of the attack on the USS Liberty. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about that lately, and I just picked up Peter Hounam's, and I don't know how he pronounces his name, folks. It's spelled H-O-U-N-A-M. He's the British journalist who wrote this book, Operation Cyanide, which American Free Press was in negotiations to republish here in the United States, as Mark Glenn discussed here on the program the other night. Now, with the death of Richard Thompson, who was one of the copyright holders on the book, well, everything is up in the air. But in any case, you know, I was reading bits and pieces of this book, Operation Cyanide, which is subtitled Why the Bombing of the USS Liberty Nearly Caused World War III. And, you know, I found myself really getting angry, folks. I guess maybe that's why I came off a little embittered talking about the death of Rothschild vis-a-vis my parents. Well, we're going to a break, folks, when we come back, a little bit more on this Operation Cyanide.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Yeah, as we're going into the break there, folks, I was commenting that I was reading this afternoon from this book, Operation Cyanide, and you know, every time, putting aside all the intricacies and the intelligence maneuvering and so forth that surrounded the attack on the USS Liberty, just the actual incident itself, it's like a horror film that just keeps getting more horrible. The monsters keep getting bigger and uglier. You know, every single incident that happened during the attack on the USS Liberty was such an outrage. And, you know, I found myself scribbling obscenities in the pages of this book, you know, and really getting angry. You know, it's just such a terrible, terrible thing, you know. And if your friends don't know about the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty, and you want to give them a very good example of lies, bullying, and double standards, and just the absolutely most outrageous mistreatment of our fellow Americans, just tell them about the attack on the USS Liberty. You know, American Free Press has a special supplement on the attack on the Liberty. In fact, I'll give you the 800 number for American Free Press. You can give them a call tomorrow during regular business hours and tell them Mike Piper said you can get a free copy of it. It's 888-699-NEWS, 888-699-NEWS. Say you heard Mike Piper on RBN and that you'd like to get a free copy of the special report on USS Liberty. And, you know, after you get that sample copy of it yourself, folks, I would suggest you order extra copies and just put it in the hands of people. Most people are not going to want to read a book, but this is like an 8 or 10, 12-page supplement. It has lots of material from the survivors, some pieces by Mark Glenn, just a good overall summary of what happened that terrible day. And, you know, for any American who doesn't get mad or outraged, I don't know what's wrong with them. I don't know what's wrong with them, folks. Well, Senator Chuck Hagel is under fire from the New York Sun. The New York Sun is a neoconservative, hardline Zionist daily newspaper that was established, even by its founders, they said it for the purpose of promoting the interests of Israel in a hardline conservative daily in New York City. One of the people financing it is Michael Steinhardt, a very powerful billionaire who came out of an organized crime family. And now he's quote-unquote legitimate, kind of like the Bronfmans. But the New York Sun has announced that Senator Chuck Hagel is weak on Israel. And guess what now? Chuck Hagel is going to be challenged for renomination in the Republican primary by the Attorney General of Nebraska, John Bruning. Bruning has been to Israel 3 times and is seeking backing from the pro-Israel community for his challenge to Mr. Hagel. This, according to the New York Sun. Very, very interesting. The Attorney General of Nebraska has been to Israel 3 times. Now, I don't know if the guy's Jewish. His name is Bruning. But even if he's Jewish, I understand why he's been to Israel 3 times. But if Mr. Bruning is not Jewish, I would just have to say that he just happens to be a Gentile who is, kissing up and doing it well. Now he wants to move on to the U.S. Senate. Well, you know, I'm going to have to say that as bad as the members of the United States Senate are, Chuck Hagel is looking better and better all the time. Now, here's something very, very interesting, folks. Now, Senator Russ Feingold, who is an anti-war, liberal, Jewish Democrat from Wisconsin, and Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Ohio have, listen to this, this is very interesting, folks. They have put forward a bill for a plan to study the treatment of Europeans interned by the United States government during World War II. Also, it says, this report says, it would form a congressional commission examining the wartime experiences of Axis citizens and European-born Americans, thousands of whom were held in American internment camps. Sounds pretty good to me. It also would also create a separate commission to study the treatment of Jewish war refugees. Well, you know, this is very, very interesting because, of course, you know, we're always hearing about the Holocaust, wherein the Germans interned Jews. Well, we essentially did the same thing here in the United States, of course, to the Japanese and to certain numbers of Italian-Americans and German-Americans and a few others, too. Evidently, some people from Latin America were taken into custody. The reason why these people didn't die in our own concentration camps is, of course, because the situation here in our camps was not like it was in those camps run by the Germans, where there was mass starvation, which, of course, is and mass disease, which is, of course, the primary cause of most of the deaths of those Jews who did die during World War II. But in any case, it's very, very interesting. The Republican Party is going, the Republicans in the Senate are the guys who are blocking this study of the World War II internment camps in the United States. Very interesting. Senator Feingold, who I said is Jewish, one of the reasons why he's sponsoring this bill is because he has a lot of German Americans in his constituency in Wisconsin, and good for him. He's not allowing his Jewish antecedents to affect his work as a legislator. Good for him. Well, in any case, it would be interesting to have a real in-depth examination of the American concentration camps during World War II, because we could probably then learn a lot of things that we've never known before, number one. And number two, it would probably give us some better perspectives on what did or did not happen during the Holocaust. Well, guess who gave a videotaped statement calling for the end of American taxpayer support of Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands? And also called for a new policy based on equal rights for all. Roseanne Barr, ladies and gentlemen, the comedian. You know, she's really an interesting character, Roseanne Barr. She does happen to be Jewish. And, you know, a lot of people don't like Roseanne Barr. She's kind of loud and kind of, just kind of unpleasant in some respects. But you got to hand it to her. she lent her name and her reputation, and she does have a lot of fans across the country. She lent her name and reputation to a protest calling for the end to the Israeli occupation of Arab territories seized in the 1967 war. So good for Roseanne Barr. Good for Roseanne Barr. Well, if you haven't heard about it, folks, you know, I'm all for law and order, but, you know, here in Washington, D.C., or actually out in Albemarle County, Virginia, a woman and her ex-husband have been sentenced to 27-month jail terms. Now, you know what this was for? They bought beer and wine at a backyard birthday party for their kid 5 years ago when he turned 16. You know what they did? You know, all the kids that came to the party, they confiscated the keys to their car and made the kids stay overnight. In other words, you know, these were parents who were trying to kind of help their children drink responsibly, because you and I know damn well that kids are going to go out and get beer and wine. Now, the very idea that in this day and age that a judge should sentence two people to jail for 27 months to break up this family, the poor kid whose birthday party the beer and wine was served at, is just absolutely horrified. He feels responsible for his mother going to jail. You know, with all the crime in this country, ladies and gentlemen, with all the rotten, filthy swine that are out in the streets, raping, murdering, pillaging, seriously, folks, you know, to send a nice, obviously, really from what I've seen and read about them, just decent, regular, everyday people, to send not just the mother, but also the father to jail. They're separated now, the mother and the father. To send them to jail, folks, for 27 months? You know, it doesn't surprise me when I hear that people talk about shooting judges. And, you know, I mean, you know, just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, here's an interesting little news item. You know, we always hear, you know, we're always told how really sweet and wonderful Israel is. But guess what? The U.S. State Department's 2000 human trafficking report notes a slight improvement in Israel's policies fighting involuntary servitude and human trafficking. The report labeled Israel a Tier 2 country, short of Tier 3, which would trigger sanctions. The report said Israel is a destination for Eastern European women trafficked for commercial sexual exploitation and for low-skilled workers from Asia. Now, while Israel has not fully complied with the minimum standards for eliminating human trafficking, the report said it is making significant efforts to do so. This is interesting, folks. I'm reading this in a Washington Jewish Week. But when I saw this story reported in the mainstream press, they left out that funny little detail about Israel. They focused on some of those evil Arab countries. Didn't mention this about Israel. Have to turn to the Jewish newspapers for the truth. All right, we're going to a break. Stay tuned. We've got some callers. We'll bring them on up.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Shuffling through my paper here, I came across a couple other items I had meant to run by you over the last couple days, and we're going to go to the callers, folks, so bear with me. Letter to the editor of the Washington Times the other day from Terry Coughlin of Huntingtown, Maryland. He describes himself as a retired Marine Corps colonel who was entrusted with several commands during 27 years of active and reserve service. Well, he's angry that the Marine Corps has made noises about accusing inactive reserve Marines with being accused of disrespect or disloyalty. Evidently, a couple inactive reserve Marines have been involved in protests against the war in Iraq, and the Marine Corps is threatening them. Well, this is interesting. This is interesting what Colonel Coughlin says. We in the military give up many rights as citizens when we swear to uphold the Constitution and put on the uniform. Once duty is done, however, we are free to call the commander-in-chief a liar and peaceably assemble to protest his war without end, if that is our choice. To the commandant of the Marine Corps, General James T. Conway, I say, you need to man up and put an end to this idiocy before further damage is done to our Corps. You recently sent out a call to retirees to encourage young men and women to join the Corps. If this is an indication of how you now intend to treat those who have done their duty, I will advise anyone who asks not to join. I'm just thankful that my children are too old and my grandchildren too young. That's retired Marine Corps Colonel Terry Coughlin of Huntingtown, Maryland. You know, thank God there are good military people like Coughlin who are speaking out as they are. He says, we are free to call the commander-in-chief a liar and peaceably assemble to protest his war without end. Well, you know what my hope is, folks, of course, that some of these retired military men and some of these men in the military today, and women too, let's be democratic here, folks, with a small d, let's be politically correct, let's hope some of these good military people take up their guns and free our country from the tyrants and the criminals who are running it now. You know, I didn't feel very good today, folks. These allergies knocked the hell out of me, but you know, I tell you, reading that book reading that book, Operation Cyanide, made me mad as hell and got the blood flowing. And, you know, when I read comments like this from General or Colonel Coughlin, it is just a reminder to me that there are good people out there, you know, who are, you know, maybe they're not talking in as open terms right now as maybe I do and other people here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, but there are a lot of people out there who understand what's going on in this country and know how rotten and how crazy things have become. We see this betrayal by the Republicans of their own constituents, their own base of support on the issue of immigration, and of course on the issue of the war, we've seen the Democrats abandoning their constituents who helped get them into power in these last elections here on the basis of the war. So we, you know, we have a lot of criminals there. It's a bipartisan corruption that needs to be swept out, or maybe shot out, folks. Let's be honest about it. I mean, you know, we need some real action. Okay. Speaking of real action, we're going to get some real action from our first caller here tonight. I'm going to make you guess who it is. It's Jim from Texas. Jim, what's going on?
Hello, Mike. I leave you alone for a day or two, and the Pollyannish tendencies of yours come to the forefront, so to speak. You are widely acclaiming what a wonderful fellow Russ Feingold is. And, Mike, you've been at this for, what, 30 years almost? You ought to understand that our Jewish brethren always have people on both sides of the argument.
That's how they operate.
They have people on both sides, and they'll have one person like Finkelstein and Shamir, it makes no difference, they're all the same shills, but they'll carry one side of the argument, but only so far.
Well, you know, one thing I should have pointed out, and I kind of passed over it, is the fact that not only are they concerned about the German Americans and the Italian Americans, but they're also concerned about the treatment of Jewish war refugees. So what I'm suspecting is that if this measure ever passed, then all of a sudden the American taxpayers would be paying to make up for perceived mistreatment of Jewish war refugees.
Mike, it's standard operating procedure. It's just like their civil rights bills and their hate crimes bills. It's always, we got to protect the homosexuals, we got to protect the Negroes, we got to protect this group, but always the one group that's always included is the Jews. Always, without exception.
Well, you know, it comes back, just like I said, there was this big huzzah in the press about the anti-communist memorial, the monument put up here in Washington, the victims of communism. But the original project, as it was outlined, was to honor the Jewish victims.
Jewish victims, and there were no Jewish victims. Except the ones that tried to double-cross the Jews who were running the thing.
You know I'm right, Mike. Finger on it, Jim. Hang on for the break.
All right.
This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, talking right now at the moment with Jim from Texas. Jim, you know, it's kind of interesting, this bill that Feingold and Grassley have introduced, the Holocaust Museum here in Washington, it said in the Forward newspaper, the Holocaust Museum declined to comment on the legislation, but it turns out that when the Justice Department's Deputy Assistant Attorney General Richard Hertling sent a letter in opposition to the bill, he quoted the Holocaust Museum as saying that identical depiction of the treatment of Axis citizens and European Americans was outrageously exaggerated. In other words, the Holocaust Museum folks don't want people to know about the fact that Americans put German Americans and Italian Americans and Latin Americans in concentration camps in this country during World War II. They always have to have the Holocaust for themselves, it seems.
The Holocaust always has to be number one. By the way, Mike, you made a slight mistake. You said Grassley was from Ohio. He's from Iowa.
Yes, thank
but,
you. Yes.
But that's neither here nor there. But the point is that I'll get back to my original statement. They're always on both sides of every argument, just like they control both parties. They control all the media, with the exception of the Internet and a few stations that RBN and a couple other people have got. They control it all, so they think they can get away with anything.
Well,
and they do.
And the attack on the USS Liberty is a perfect example of it. You know, I mean, it's like there's no question that the Israelis did it and that they did it deliberately, but yet they still have gotten away with it. Absolutely.
And
you've got
535 congressmen that will not even entertain the idea of looking into it. If you were to walk into the Congress, and you must have met a few in your time, being you live there in that nest of vipers in Washington, D.C., you must have met a few congressmen, and you must know one or two, kind of not personally, but a little bit, where if you were to walk into there and say, you know, why don't you investigate this? You should do this for the honor of those poor sailors that were blasted into smithereens by the Jew boys. You could go in and say that, and how far would you get?
Ain't going to go anywhere. You know
no,
what I
they
do,
throw you out of the office.
Jim, you know what I really, really would like to see happen? You know, and I'm going to talk to the folks at American Free Press about this. I would like to see, I don't know if it's in the budget, we'd have to raise the money to do it, but I'd love to be able to get a couple of the survivors of the USS Liberty and foot the bill for them to travel around the country at John McCain's campaign stops and let the men of the Liberty get up and tell their stories and demand John McCain, you know, who's supposed to be the great military hero.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them publicly demand every opportunity they could, demand that John McCain call for an investigation of the attack on the USS Liberty.
They should
I'd
stand,
love to see it happen.
They should stand up at McCain's meeting and say, Mr. McCain, I'd like you to explain to me what your traitorous, treasonous admiral father did to us.
Well,
with no thought whatsoever.
I share your feelings, Jim, but I wouldn't ask the Liberty guys to say that.
I would if I was there.
Jim, or, listen, I got a whole raft of callers here. I got to move on. Thanks for your call,
bye.
Jim. All right. Bear with me, folks. I'm moving a little slow here tonight. Okay, want to go to, we're going to Wisconsin now. We have Bill in Wisconsin.
Michael, how are you?
I know who this is.
Yeah.
I recognize the voice and the name and the state. I know who it is. How you doing, Bill?
Pretty good, Mike.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, Russ Feingold. In addition to all the baggage that you've been pointing out, he's also a Rhodes Scholar.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, he's a Rhodes Scholar. Now, there's one thing that he does. He goes to every county and has a listening session every year. And a couple of years ago, I'm a town board chairman, and his office called, and they wanted to come to our township hall and have their listening session. So I said, sure. I said, but I want FaceTime with them. So I had a half hour before the regular session, you know, with the people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And gave them videos on 9/11 and went over all the issues, and most of them we disagreed on, okay, especially on social issues, abortion and homosexual rights and so forth. But, you know, at least he knows that we're out there and we're opposing him on the issues in which he is wrong, and there are quite a few. So
you know, I have to say that you know, there's a lot of members of the House and the Senate who don't, as you say, give people FaceTime. You know, they'll have public events where you can stand up and ask them a question, but a lot of them don't give you the opportunity to do that. So you know, like I say, you know, give the devil his due. I mean. You know, at least he puts the pretense out there.
Yeah,
and he actually finds out what people were saying. You know, if you call Joe Lieberman's Senate office, the first thing you get is a recording from Joe Lieberman saying, "Hi, this is Joe Lieberman. Please leave a message."
Yeah.
You know,
right.
So and they're getting more and more isolated. So you know, whatever the consequence, at least you had the opportunity to go directly to this guy.
Yeah.
Now you can come back and say, "Well, I have given him this information."
Personally. Well, I did a year later. I said, "Did you watch the videos?" And he didn't want to talk about it. He says, "Well," he says, "I want to fight terrorism, and we've got to kill Al Qaeda." That's what he said.
That's, I think, a pretty.
Yeah.
Politically safe position.
Yeah, yeah, and that's Russ Feingold.
Well,
yeah.
I'm against terrorism too, and I want to go right to the root of terrorism
and
stamp it out too.
But he gets a lot of opinions in favor of the Palestinians versus Israel,
mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
People stand up and say that, and you know, so it's. These are good give-and-take sessions, and they're excellent opportunities to pass out information to the people that come to them. So,
oh, absolutely. That's
yeah.
The one good thing about it. Yeah, if you can go to those public events, because you can be sure that the people who are coming there,
right.
They're people who are interested in public issues and want to talk about it.
That's right. And I wanted you to know one other thing.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
I'm still pounding away on the local talk show that you spoke on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is I got reelected big time.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, three to one.
They forgot to press the right button on the computer that day, Bill.
we still have a pretty decent way of voting. You know, you fill in the circle, but you can take the ballots then to the courthouse. You can hear the machine clinking them away. So we don't want to change that. It's working.
That's probably the best. Yeah,
it's working just fine. Okay, guy,
listen, good talking to you, Bill. Take care of yourself.
All right, fine.
All righty. Okay, we have another Bill on board with us. Bill in Idaho. Bill, come on up.
Yes, thank you, sir. Excellent program information. Really appreciate it.
You saying that, all right?
Keep on sending the ammo. We take it, we put it out on giveaway tapes. Hopefully they're listening on the streets, and it seems to be a resonant message. People are slowly but surely having the scales fall off their eyes, and that's encouraging to say the least.
Well, you know, I've said on this show several times, I've been amazed over the years having conversations with people, and usually they've started the conversations, people that I never knew had any political ideas about anything or else never displayed any political inclinations. You'd swear that they were people who were regular listeners to RBN or readers of American Free Press, you know, and these are people that don't listen to RBN or read American Free Press, and yet they're still on the same wavelength as we are.
Well, the stench of sedition and treason from the halls of Congress to higher offices and corporate offices in this country is so strong that when the beer is no longer cold in the refrigerator, nor did these white collars have a job,
mm-hmm.
or their sons don't come home from another corporate war, will the message finally get through? But the churches are... I would assume that the Sabbateans and the Khazarians, having so well infiltrated every other institution, would only be endemic of how well they manage the public fool system. But I was wondering, from an intel and a resource management standpoint, have you listened to or observed Barry Chamish at all in his discussion?
I'll tell you something. I don't know what to make of him. He said some nice things about my book, Final Judgment, which I appreciated. But I've heard some other things.
Exactly. We don't have to air all of that. I mean, that's a problem. The enemy is always listening and monitoring as well. I was hoping that possibly you could make contact and get him on with the gentleman that was on earlier this afternoon program that was talking about the biblical implications of this discussion. He made very eloquent observation in regard to a biblical chapter and verse, verse 2 of chapter 5. And it is imperative, if there is going to be a moral, ethical reawakening of this republic as it started in our ancestry's leadership, it was always from the pulpit to prick the heart and lift the spirit and direct the battle.
That's the thing. You talk about the infiltration. You know, for years there have been these efforts to infiltrate and destroy the Christian churches. If not destroying them directly from within, then setting up these false prophets like Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and Tim LaHaye and the whole gang.
Well, it is certainly a cabal of a gang. Anybody, anything, and any resource can be applied to the battle against the soul of the Republic. Do you think it's worthwhile to at least send out exploratory in regard to the previous?
Wait, I'm sorry, I don't exactly know what you mean.
Do you think it would be worthwhile if I could get it arranged for you? Because he's describing the same endemic Nazi criminals that have ultimately infiltrated and eroded what was once was once Israel, what was once the motherland. He's talking about the same criminal cabal that sits in our presidency. Different form, different religion, but same geopolitical corporatism and neo-Nazi fascism.
You know, the whole system, I think you put your finger on it there, it is the whole system has been corrupted. And this is what people are waking up to. They're seeing so much of it, you know, and you know, even just that, you know, sometimes I hate to bring up a story like I brought up earlier about the couple being sentenced to 27 months in prison for buying beer and wine for their kid's 16th birthday. You know, like I say, I'm all for law and order, and, you know, you're not supposed to, you know, it's illegal to give children alcohol and so forth. But, you know, 16-year-old kids are going to get alcohol any way they can get it, and they will do it. And I think personally, some people may disagree with it, I think personally that those parents did it about the best way possible. And, you know, when you see people like this, their family being destroyed, having the mother and the father of two teenage boys being sent to prison, you know, in this country where we have a man in the White House who's responsible for the murder of more than 3,000 Americans in Iraq and God knows how many Iraqi civilians, and now they want to do the same thing to Iran, and yet these people are going to jail. this couple in Virginia. I just think stories like that, you know, that they may not be a national story, but I think it kind of reflects upon the problems that we're facing.
And Frosty, the only correction I would have with your statement is, you know, he might be responsible for what occurred in 9/11, and certainly the Middle East policy. That is his overlords, the CFR trilateralists that nobody knows about, and that direct intel corporate fascist relationship that Nazis instilled with the Left Behind program pre-Borman World War II. But there was an injection into the OSS, which ultimately became the CIA, that started out Tavistock Institute early on through P2 lodges, goes back to the churches, but it is the entire population of the earth that is the target now.
Well, that's absolutely right. You know, this is what we have to keep in mind. Yeah, these people want to rule the world, and as part of their policy of ruling the world, anybody is expendable, any country, any group of people. They will exterminate millions of people if it's convenient to their agenda.
Well,
Bill, listen, I appreciate your call. I got to move on here.
Bye.
Thanks
bye.
For listening in.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, let's go to Steve in Illinois. Steve, come on up.
No.
Steve.
Yes.
How are you doing this evening?
Okay. I was wondering with this Kurt Waldheim. I was fortunate enough when he was alive to get an autographed picture from him. But what about this book that was, I think it was printed in 1998, by, it was called The Demonization, and it refuted all the charges that Waldheim was in any way. It was by Harold Tittmann, Titmanns, and the name was, I don't know if I pronounced this right, John R. Mapother,
my father, I believe, yeah.
The whole time he was, he was in the presidency, he was a persona non grata, and then after that they put him on they kept him on the watch list, and he was never able to visit the United States. And you consider how many people the Chinese have murdered, the communist Chinese, and they're not diplomatically persona non grata. That shows a double morality that we have in this country, in the State Department.
That is a perfect example. And you know that book you're referring to by Tittmann?
Yes.
I actually have a copy of that around here somewhere, and another former colleague of mine at the Spotlight newspaper, Andrew Arnold, wrote a book about Kurt Waldheim. He had the pleasure of working with President Waldheim of Austria in putting his book together, and you're absolutely right about that. I mean, even the there were so many lies told about Kurt Waldheim in the first place. And yeah, yet, even if he was guilty of everything they alleged that he was guilty of, it doesn't compare anything, as you said, to what the Red Chinese have done, and yet they've been given a pass.
Thanks
Figure
for
that
taking
one
my
out.
Call.
All right, Alrighty, thanks bye. For your call, Steve. Good point there. Appreciate that. All right, folks, we're going into our final break here. When we come back, try to squeeze in a couple more callers. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here, coming to you from Washington on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, the pledge drive is officially over, folks, but that's not going to stop me from reminding you that RBN does need your support. So anything you can do to help out does count a lot towards making this program and all the other good programming here possible. All right, let's go to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, come on up.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
All right. I want to kind of focus away from rants and the enemy. I'm on the same page as you, but I want to bring up a couple of tightly reasoned points about the Iraq War. It seems as though we have a strategy now to aid the Sunni extremists, which in any other definition means bombers.
Yeah.
and I didn't. Wasn't it the pundits and the think tankers that said that We should sort of favor the Shiites because they were weaker at one point, and now we're getting in deeper and deeper in the muck, and we're going to now aid these Sunni extremists, which conveniently use their intelligence to or somebody's intelligence to blow up that mosque.
Isn't it interesting? Yes, exactly. I mean, you know, the very people who got us into the war in Iraq in the first place against Saddam Hussein, who was a Sunni, are now lining up with the Sunnis against the Shiites. I thought we weren't supposed to take positions in civil wars.
Yeah.
Of course, this isn't a civil war, according to the Bush administration.
Right. Now didn't Bush give a solemn agreement that he would agree to shift the emphasis to training so that we could leave? Then their internal guidance indicated they were going to the surge and these ploys were going to basically allow them to shift to security and occupation and not training. So basically we're doing what Alex Jones and other people have predicted. We're using the age-old funding both sides.
Well, this has been the U.S. role in the U.S. I should say U.S. Israeli role in the Middle East for the last 30, 40 years. Saddam Hussein at one time,
right?
Iran, and then they tilted in favor of Iran against Saddam Hussein, and millions of people were being killed, and at the same time, making more and more enemies for the United States.
Yeah, of course you don't. The average person can't understand this, and you do have to exercise your mind, and you do have to throw out your assumptions to understand this, and that's why this works with the average person. The loyalty that the unquestioned loyalty will continue until they lose their children.
Yeah, I shouldn't laugh, but I mean that's about what it comes down to.
It's a bitter lesson, and we're not going to learn it until we prevent this from happening by taking back control of the Constitution and taking over our institutions.
That's right. That's what I said earlier. This is what it all comes down to. You know, it's going to just be more of the same until we actually clean House and Senate too, and also mm-hmm. take care of the White House. All right, Fred, thanks for your call. Apologies to those we couldn't get up here tonight, but we'll be here tomorrow, God willing, so you're free to call in then. Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. In about 10 or 15 minutes, I hope to be sleeping soundly. I hope you will have a good evening, folks. Take care.